Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to celebrate one of my favorite holidays, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a federal holiday in the United States, celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. For many families, it is a time to gather together and eat turkey, stuffing, gravy, mashed potatoes, corn, and, of course, pumpkin pie. That song makes me hungry for some good old Thanksgiving Day food. And I do love the homemade food. But I think what I love most about Thanksgiving is that it's a time that I think about all the blessings in my life. What are you thankful for? Maybe you're thankful for your mom or your dad, or a special teacher or coach. Maybe you're thankful that you have good food to eat and a warm, soft place to sleep at night. Maybe you're thankful for your pets. I know I am. There are so many things to name. I have an idea. Why don't you make a list of some of the things you're thankful for in your life and share it with your family at the dinner table? And while you're at the dinner table, try not to wiggle or maybe you should.
I can wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
love it. Wiggling is fun. And sometimes it's okay to wiggle and to be silly. Now that I just said that, I think it's silly time. While we're being silly, how about a few Thanksgiving Day jokes? Are you ready?
Yeah!
Why did the turkey cross the road at Thanksgiving? To pretend it was a chicken. Did you get that? What happened when the turkey played football? It got ejected for foul play. If April showers bring May flowers, what do Mayflowers bring? Pilgrims! What is a pilgrim's favorite type of music? Plymouth Rock! Okay, just one more, I promise. Why didn't the turkey eat any food? Because it was already stuffed. I think you knew the answer to that one. Today we talked about different family traditions and having fun during Thanksgiving dinner. Another idea is to pay your blessings forward and to volunteer at a soup kitchen or another organization serving food to someone in need. Or you can invite someone over for Thanksgiving dinner that doesn't have a place to eat for this special holiday. There are so many ways to help and volunteer your time. Perhaps you can brainstorm as a family and come up with your own unique ideas. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I know I'm thankful for each and every one of you. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
My name is Cindy Burnett, and each week I interview at least two traditionally published authors on my podcast, Thoughts from a Page. We talk spoiler-free about their books, so you can listen whether you have read the book or not. And then we delve into things that you most likely won't hear about anywhere else. The importance of the cover design, why they included various aspects of the story, personal details about both the books and the authors' lives, and so much more. You can find the podcast on every major platform and learn more about it on my website, thoughtsfromapage.com. Thanks so much for checking it out.